专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前愚昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那照你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。你们既称那不偏待人，按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当谨存敬畏的心，度你们在世寄居的日子，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所流传虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着耶稣的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。现在我们请小孩子去主日学。 Children, you're dismissed. 让我们把接下来时间交给牧师。 And let us give the following time to Pastor Helicon.
Can I sit up there? Are you sure? You hear me though?
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning.
早安。
It's good to see everybody here.
很高兴看见在座的每一
位。I traveled last week, so I wasn't here last week. So I kind of, when I'm away, I really miss everybody.
我上一周呢是在外面旅行。
So you,
我在外面旅行的时候，我会更加的想念每一位。
And so it makes me realize how much I really love the people here.
我从那个时候我才意识到说我是多爱你。
So I just wanted to say it's good to see everybody.
我就是再重复一下，很高兴再看见大家。
And also,Happy Chinese New Year. 新年快乐。
特别想说一下这个祝大家猴年快乐。
I think in Asia, it's already New Year's. But here, we're not there yet. But we're almost, right? Almost Chinese New Year.
亚洲的时间他们已经在庆祝中国的新年了。我们还差一丁点。
It's the time when young people get super happy.
对于年轻来说过年是非常高兴的事情。
Because if you're not married and you're young, you get the red envelopes, right?
如果你还足够年轻，甚至特别是没有结婚的话，你会得红包。
Many young Asians have built their savings account on Chinese New Year money.
我知道很多年轻的中国人，借是通过过年收红包，就把他自己的银行的账户就积累起来了。
So people used to ask me, "What's your favorite holiday?" I'm like, "Chinese New Year." Favorite holiday is Chinese New Year.
别人问你说你最喜欢的节日是什么，他经常回答说，当然是中国新年了。
But we come today to the Word of God, and It's always a blessing and a privilege to serve and share with you guys from His Word. So let us begin this time by honoring Him through prayer.
每次我们来到神的面前的时候，我们就特别要意识到他话语的宝贝。所以我们在开始布道之前，请大家一起低头祷告。
Let's pray. Heavenly Father,
天上的父啊
，Oh Lord, I thank you so much for gathering us together today.
主啊，我们谢谢你把我们聚集在一起。
Lord, I thank you so much for what Your Word shares with us today.
主啊，谢谢你在我们当中，与我们一起在我们的敬拜当中。
As we finish up the series on holiness, Lord, we come before you and we ask that the things that we learn become a reality in our lives.
主啊，当我们再去思考这个圣洁的题目的时候，我就求你在我们当中，我们来到你面前的时候，我们不仅仅思考知识，我们也知道如何在生活中活出来。
I know many of us here today are in different places emotionally, spiritually, physically.
我知道我们在座的很多，他可能在心里面，在情绪上，在他身体的状况上，都可能处在不同的情况。
Hey Lord, we know in each unique way, Lord, we are here because you have called us here.
但是我们每一个人都带着我们的个性不同来到你面前，因为你呼召了我们。
We ask that we invite you to, by your Spirit, be with us.
主啊，我们邀请你的圣灵就进驻我们。
May your presence be in the sanctuary of peace.
主啊，你的同在就在我们的圣所，在我们当中。
And Lord, we pray that today as we hear from you, may the gospel, your good news, become a reality in our hearts.
主啊，我们祈求我们今天在听你道的时候，就变成我们生活的现实。
May we earnestly desire to live this life.
主啊，我们求你真是给我们一颗心，我们愿意渴望你。
And so, Lord, we thank you again.
主啊，我们再次的感谢你。
In Jesus Christ's name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. So, the last two times I've shared with you, we've talked about holiness.
我上一两次呢，一直跟大家分享的是围绕圣洁的话题。
And I don't know if you guys remember what we talked about for the last two times.
我不知道大家还记得多少我上两次布道的内容。
But the first time I talked about holiness starts with our understanding of what holiness looks like.
我第一次谈的是我们如何理解这个圣洁的含义。
We talked about how God's holiness is transcendental. It's something that's so infinitely greater and far above us.
我们谈到了说神的圣洁呢是超自然的。
God's holiness is holy wisdom, is holy love. Everything he does is holy.
所以神的这个圣洁体现在他圣洁的智慧，他圣洁的爱。
And then we looked at our need as people to be holy.
然后我们就看到从人的角度，我们作为神的子民，我们需要圣洁。
How for us, our understanding of holiness is that we are set apart for holiness.
我们是需要圣洁，是因为神把我们分别出来做圣洁的子民。
And then last time we talked about how holiness starts in the inside and it comes out of us.
那上次我谈到说，这个圣洁首先是在你的内心内部，然后呢能活出来。
What it means to be holy, holy, right? Holy, entirely holy.
就是说一个全然的完这个圣洁。
And so I used the illustration of how holiness starts in the mind.
我用了一个示范来讲说，这个圣洁首先是从我们的头脑开始的。
And how Christians living holiness is not that we're brainless. We don't think. We have to be thinking very clearly.
作为基督徒，并不是说我们过圣洁的生活就是我们不需要用头脑去思考，我们必须先要思考。
And then you can keep moving forward. The slides show it. Yeah. And then next slide. Next slide. Next slide. Next slide. And how the holiness also involves our heart.
那这个圣洁呢，同时也涉及到我们的心灵。
How our hearts cannot be aligned with the world's desires, but has to be aligned with God's desires.
所以我们的心灵呢，不是追随世界上的欲望，而是神的心意。
And how our hearts always want to be filled with the way of the world, so we put God second in our hearts.
我们的现实的情况是说，我们的心里经常充满了世界中的一些欲望，我们把神摆在第二位。
So what I basically have done, and I'll just break it down for you, is I've talked about holiness by definition.
我把它总结一下的话，我们分几步。我先谈了圣洁的定义。
Holiness and how it's supposed to be in our minds and our hearts.
那圣洁是如何应该从作为在我们头脑中和在心灵这样两个层次。
And so today what we're going to look at is how holiness becomes the reality of your life.
那我今天要讲的是说圣洁怎么成为我们生命和生活的现实。
And so what I'll say today, it's going to challenge, you have to be very honest about where you're at.
我今天讲的道呢，我希望大家有这样一个预备，就是你必须对你自己的状况是非常诚实的。
You have to be really honest that you and I, all of us, including myself, okay, we carry an incredible amount of brokenness in us.
我们必须非常愿意到神面前来承认，说我们每个人的内心都有破碎的部分。
Okay, and I'm going to use an illustration that talks about this.
我会用示范的办法来讲述这个问题。
But I use this one, so I won't ruin any movie for you. I use a really old movie, so if you haven't seen this, this is 30 years old. It's your fault.
如果我用一个电影来作为我做举例的这个它的背景，那这个电影很旧，你们要如果不知道的话
，This is more like 15 years old, so pardon me. But the original Star Wars is like almost how old is it? It's like 40 years old now, right? Oh God, even 40.
30 probably. 30, 40, yeah,
but this was the part of Star Wars that I did not like.
他说这个是我在15岁的时候就看的电影，就是《星球大战》。
If you ever watch Star Wars, you know the first three episodes are 4, 5, and 6, right?
就是头三集。
And then you had 1 through 3 was the recent ones.
那现在呢，第二、第三又重新被拍摄了。
And really, the story of Star Wars is about what?
那这个星球大战的故事的核心是什么？大家还记得吗
？About good versus evil, right?
是善与恶的征战。
But it was also about this prophecy.About this very gifted Jedi or person who would become a hero that would change the galaxy.
当然这个故事也是关于一个预言，讲这么一个非常英勇善战的绝地武士会拯救星球的故事。
In the very first episode to the second episode, basically what happens is there's this prophecy that a Jedi will come, this amazing person with powers will come and change, bring balance to the Force.
啊，那第一集第二集讲到的就是这样一个绝地武士啊，他来到这个宇宙，他会改变这个力量的平衡。
And what happens is the council, the leaders of the Jedi were like, no, this guy's too old. We can't give him, we can't teach him. He's not ready to be trained.
啊，但是绝地武士的这些议会的成员们觉得说啊，他太年纪太大了，我们不能信任他。
So this innocent, beautiful young boy that is becomes the greatest Jedi Knight, basically in the next episodes, his life goes on a dramatic turn.
啊，那在第三集里就看到一个非常年轻的绝地武士，啊，他的生命的这种曲折。
It goes from very good to very dark.
啊，是从一个非常善良的人变成一个邪恶的人。
He becomes a very evil. He ends up becoming Darth Vader.
啊，那他最后变成一个非常邪恶的作恶者。
So that's the story of Anakin Skywalker, simplified.
就是这样一个电影，我可以用简单的这样一个梗概来说明。
But the reason I use that story today is because in the story, what it shows is even the best people have the potential for great evil.
我为什么要讲这个故事呢？因为我是在说那些即使最有潜质的人，也可能有成为作恶的这样的可能性。
Right, and if you just need the right formula of nature and nurture.And it's very possible that the best person can become corrupted. To do.
如果你是追随着我们所谓的自然和环境来塑造一个最佳的方程式的话，一个好人也有变成恶人的可能性。
But I have another illustration. There's this man named Muhammad Nwazi.
我另外一个要举例说明的，是叫穆罕默德，这个埃姆瓦奇这样一个人。
That was very impressive. He was this British.British immigrant, his family moved to Great Britain, and he was raised and he went to school in Great Britain.
Yeah, 他是一个这个英国的移民，他是在英国长大的啊，他然后在英国接受教育。
And he graduated from the University of Westminster with a degree in computer programming.
啊，他是在西斯敏大学读书，学的是这个计算机编程。
And when he was an IT, when he was a young person, he when he graduated college, he worked at an IT company in the Middle East, in Kuwait.
那他毕业以后呢？他去到了中东的科威特，在一家公司做工。
He was very successful.
啊，他非常成功。
Now, as Asian people, we go, "Yeah, you got a computer programming degree. He's successful. Not a bad thing for a kid, right?"
Yeah, 我们从亚洲人的角度来讲，说这么年轻学的是计算机编程，你有一个很成功的职业。
In 2010, he traveled multiple trips to the Middle East.For family emergencies.
那2010年的时候呢，他因为家里的一些紧急的情况，他去到中东旅行了好几次。
And the person I'm talking about is this person that we know who actually just got killed recently. His name is Jihadi John. Have you guys ever heard of Jihadi John?
我说的这个人，你们可能在新闻中听说的。最近因为他被美国给干掉了啊，他的名字就叫做圣战约翰。
Yeah, and this guy was on TV murdering prisoners of war or prisoners of the Islamic State.
那这个人他的出名是因为他在电视上展现了他把这个伊斯兰国俘虏的这个被他砍头的这样的经历。
And his family is heartbroken. They renounced him and everything.
那他们的家里呢是非常的伤心的。
See, this young man that was, in many ways, grew up like many of us here, especially some of us here, they're college students, came out okay. Something happened, and he became incredibly evil.
Yeah.那我们看到这样一个故事，也是他青年的历程跟我们很多人都一样，读的书，上的很好的工作，但是突然出于什么样的原因，他变成了一个恶者呢
？And so what I'm putting out here is this: You believe today that you have the potential to be like Anakin, okay? To be evil like Anakin, or to be like Jihadi John?
Yeah. 所以说我挑战大家的一个问题是说，虽然你是个好人，但是你想没想过你有这样的可能性？成为恶者就像那个圣战约翰一样。
Now, I really like this quote by this Russian guy, Solzhenitsyn. He says,
我喜欢这句引言，他是这个俄国的作家，叫索尔仁尼琴。
So impressive. Basically, he says is, it was disclosed to me that the line separating good and evil passes not through states, not between classes, not between political parties, but right through every human heart.Through all human hearts.
我越来越向我显明的是，我觉得善和恶之间的分离不是通过国家，不是通过阶级，也不是通过政党，而恰恰是通过每一个人心，或者说通过全人类 他们的心灵。
We all have a potential for evil.
我们都有成为邪恶的这样的可能性。
It is in everybody's heart.
这个潜伏在我们每个人的心中。
If some of you have done baptism class with me, I make this very clear, right? We are all sinners.
如果你跟我一起上过课的话，我曾经都提醒过大家，因为我们都是罪人。
And what I want to invite you guys to see today is that in the Bible, what the Word of God says is very honest. It's very honest. It says we all have potential to do evil.
我想跟大家说的是，实际上在圣经里，神在他的话中为我们讲得非常清楚。我们就每个人都有这样的潜在的可能性来成为恶者。
Even the people here that act very holy, you have the potential to do evil.
即使那些现在活着过着一个很敬虔生活的人，你也具有成为这个作恶或者成为恶者的可能。
Okay, this is off topic a little bit.
Yeah.
Recently, I've been really tired personally.
最近我总感到非常疲乏。
It wasn't because of the work. The work is good. I like the work. I love my job.
并不是因为我工作好像负担比较重，我实际上很喜欢我的事工。
But recently, like, I've had multiple instances where friends that are very close to me have done incredibly bad things.
我遇到的几件不幸的事，是因为我非常好的朋友做出了让我不可想象的对我不利的事情。
And I think the reality of what this says is that we can all make mistakes. We can all fail, even the best of us, even the best Christians, most holiest people I know.
所以我在这里面学的功课就是说，即使我们认为很好的基督徒，我们在生活中也会犯错误。我们所犯的错误就使我们成为有作恶的可能。
So what I keep saying this morning is.You're not above this, that we all have potential for it.
我想提醒大家的是，任何一个人都没有超越这样一个问题，我们都有作恶的这样的可能性。
And in the Bible, one of the greatest heroes of the Jewish story, David, King David, even himself, he fails.
我们知道在旧约圣经中，我们最知道的一个英雄就是以色列人的王，大卫王，他自己也作为过失败者。
Considered one of the greatest kings of Israel, considered...One of the greatest authors, poets of his time, Psalm, most of the Psalms, right? David's Psalms.
那我们说，大卫是这个整个犹太这国王中最伟大的，或者说这个诗人里面最伟大的，所罗门王也有这样的问题。
And if you look at 2 Samuel, you see the story, 2 Samuel 11, David, what does he do? He plots the death of a soldier of his because he cheated with the soldier's wife.When he was at, they're supposed to be at war.
如果你去读这个撒母耳记下的话，那里面讲到了大卫王设计，把他的一个将军乌利亚的妻子，因为他乌利亚将军的妻子，他设计把他害掉。
Even the best people we know can make mistakes, can fail, because the potential of evil is in them.
即使我们知道我们生命中我们知道最好的那个人，他也存在着这种潜能来做恶事。
And all over Scripture, you'll see these stories of people just.Good people doing really dumb things, bad things.
所以你会看到很多这样的故事，就是非常好的人却做了很蠢的或者很糟的事情。
And when you get to the Sermon on the Mount, the 马太福音的 ，OK, Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew, you see Jesus says something in the Sermon on the Mount. It's very interesting.
如果我们看马太福音的话，登山宝训，耶稣基督说了这样的一些事情。
And when we read the Sermon on the Mount, we're like, wow, it's so beautiful, best.It's one of my favorite sections of the Bible, Matthew 5 to 7.
Yeah, 如果你读马太福音的话，读登山宝训在五章的21-22节的话，大家都会觉得哇，太华美了。我特别，这也是韩立康最喜欢的一段经文。
Yeah, well, chapter 5 to chapter 7. So all of chapter 5.
从第五章到马太福音的第五章到第七章。
And when you read it, what you see is that there is a way to live a life that is revolving around an incredible.Love, a lot of love, right? A lot of right things to do.
这里面首先谈到的是说，过一个基督徒的生活的话，这里确实有充满了爱的这样一个生活。
And basically, it's about how Jesus calls us to live a life that's different from how the world usually lives its life.
当然，这个核心是耶稣基督呼召我们过一种生命生活，是跟我们所在的属世不一样的生活。
But the Sermon on the Mount, it's not nice at all.If you think about it, what it says.
如果你很仔细去思考的话，这个登山宝训并不像我们感觉那样，一开始是那么华丽和。
Because the moment you try to live the Sermon on the Mount, you realize you cannot do it by yourself.
如果你的思考是说你试图照着登山宝训的教导去做的话，你才觉得说登山宝训并不是听起来 那么可爱。
That we cannot, we aren't able to do it by ourselves without God's love. God's
我们靠着自己的话，如果没有上帝的爱，我们是做不到登山宝训所要求的。
And I always feel like when you read the sermon about after everything you read, it makes you realize I need Jesus. There's no way I can do this alone.
我希望大家读完再次去读登山宝训，你读完以后的感觉就是说我需要耶稣。
Okay, so that was my introduction. Sorry, that was a long introduction today.
I'm on a roll. 就是我一个非常长的前言介绍部分。
So today we're going to ask two questions about holiness, as we look at holiness.
今天我们来到我要问大家的两个问题是关于这个圣洁的。
What does holiness in a person look like?
第一个是说，如果一个人他有圣洁的话，看起来会什么样呢？
And then what it looks like is called the holy exile life.
另外一个是说，如何过一个圣洁的，被放逐的生活。
So what does holiness in a person look like?
那圣洁在一个人的生命中是看起来如何的呢？
How does it translate from theory in our heads and our hearts to practice in our lives?
它如何在我们的心，在我们的头脑中，从理论转为现实？
And the word, the definition, this, the title is the practice of holiness. The word praxis, it's a very like hipster Christian, modern, like postmodern Christians like really like this word. I like it too. It means when a theory, okay, sorry.
那我们先说一下 praxis 这个词啊，我特别觉得说生活在后现代的基督徒可能会比较喜欢这个词。
This word is really trendy. The process in which a theory or a lesson or a skill becomes a reality when it's realized or it happens.
这里面讲的是这样，就是说理论这个功课或者技能是被开发出来并且被实现到的这样一个过程。
So you know, people talk, but then when they actually do something, that's the moment of praxis.
所以你讲或者你做什么事情，这个过程的本身就是 praxis, 就是操练。
And so being holy doesn't mean that we just keep the rules, right? But that we are, our entire lives becomes lived out in every way, this holy life.
所以圣洁并不是说我们能去持守一些规则，而是说我们整个的生命都能活出圣洁的这个属性。
And what I want to point you guys today is there's a little short, because I've been looking at words in the section just to expound on it, but in verse 13 of 1 Peter chapter 1, it says, prepare your minds for action, we talked about this before, being sober-minded.
好，我们回到那个彼得前书的第一章十三节的话，那里面强调说，你要约束你的心，谨慎自守。Sober-minded, 就是你要清醒。
And this word isn't just about alcohol, it's not about drugs, okay?
那这个他这句话不是提醒你说你可能有酗酒或者说这个滥用药物的问题。
What Peter say is Christians need to think in a way that is outside of external negative influences.
那彼得在这里提醒我们是说我们基督徒要思想的话是我们要不受我们一般所在这个属世的一些条件所约束。
We can't let foreign or worldly ideologies, worldviews, teachings, negative influences affect the way we think and reason through things.
我们不能让我们所住在这个世界的它的意识形态、它的一些教导成为约束我们的力量。
It means we are to stay focused, right? But also alert, not just.You know, some people when they're young, they have this great idea, like this week, oh, this is a great idea. The next week, this is a great idea. They keep moving around. That's not what a Christian is supposed to be like.
所以基督徒应该是非常集中关注的非常的这个不像说一个年轻人这周有突然有个想法那过几天有另外一个想法。
It's kind of like the example where a Christian's theology should not be blowing around like a leaf, right? Everywhere.
就像有一个神学家讲的说，我们基督徒不能像那些被风吹散的落叶。
And to be sober-minded, what it means is that the way we look at this world, there's two ways that usually we look at this world, right?
所以我们再次去思考这个清醒的话，我们可以去看说，我们看世界的时候有两种不同的方法。
Like when we look at a cup, you know, maybe I'll use the illustration, it looks either half empty or half full, right? Half full means you're optimistic, right? And itHalf empty is like you're negative. You're like pessimistic.
用这个看水杯来作为一个例子那有些人看这个水杯呢，就觉得它是半杯子满；有人看呢是半杯子这个空。 啊，那半杯看半杯是满的人呢，是乐观主义者；看半杯是空的人呢，是悲观主义者。
And the thing about the world is, we're one or the other, right? I know people that every time we don't have enough people at church, like, oh, so discouraging. Everybody's so negative, right?
所以我们活在世界的人呢，我们的一个倾向是一般选择要么这一边，要么那一边。比如他举例，他一个朋友就经常非常悲观，总是抱怨。
Yeah, and I tend to be more optimistic. Not to say I'm better. I tend to be a little bit too optimistic about things.
但是我自己从我自己的个性来看，我是倾向于比较乐观主义者。
But I have moments where I'm very negative, so it's balanced.
但我有时候也有这个负面的一些想法。
But the gospel is both incredibly optimistic and it's also very very pessimistic.
Yeah, 那从福音的角度来说，它实际上是把你的正向和负向都穷尽。
And how it's very pessimistic is it says that everyone here cannot live a life that glorifies God by themselves.
那从这个负面的这个角度，从非常悲观的极致这个角度，你每一个基督徒要想到说，你靠你自己的本事，你没法来荣耀神。
Apart from God's grace, we cannot live a good life because we're just terrible.
如果没有神的恩典的话，你没法过你每日的生活，因为我们是非常。
And not just that, but we are sinners. We have this thing called sin that the way we think, the way we do things, that pollutes this world. It corrupts other people around us.
因为我们是罪人，所以我们就要犯罪。当我们犯罪的时候，我们就使这个世界很糟，我们也会影响到其他人。
Okay, so that was the pessimistic side, right?
这就是非常悲观的一面。
But the more you read the Bible too, you see it's incredibly optimistic.
但如果你读经的话，你会看到它的另一面，我们基督徒的生活是非常的乐观主义的。
Why? Because it says what?
为什么呢？
God is going to save this world. He has saved this world.
Yeah, 因为主要已经拯救了我们，而且仍然要拯救这个世界。
And as Jesus has come, our world starts to be, in a way, changed for the better. That one day it will be fully realized God's grace and God's goodness.
当耶稣基督再来的时候，整个的这个世界就会受到更新。
And so we're both, right? The scriptures chose us to be both pessimistic and optimistic.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们基督徒是这两方面的。乐观主义的和悲观主义的一个集合体。
And as Christians, to be sober-minded, I think it has two ways to look at the world.
那我们怎么看说，如果一个基督徒，如果说你要有清醒的约束的心，我们仍然是从两个方面。
And I'm going to use two contrasts. It's fun.
我用两个比较来说明。
You have to be very, we have to be very, very distrustful of others, suspicious of others.
一方面是说，我们对其他人必须是带有怀疑的态度。
Okay, when I say that, don't take that out of context. I'm just explaining as an illustration.
我在说这个的时候，我提醒大家千万别从上下文中把它拿出去。
Right, yeah. Because even Jesus, in some sense, was very suspicious.
因为我们在圣经中看到说，这个主耶稣基督也有怀疑的这样的时刻。
In John chapter 2, verses 24-25, John shares this Jesus' thoughts.
因为在约翰福音中，约翰是写到了耶稣基督他当时的他所想的这个思想的情况。他在二章的24节是这样说：你叫我们犹豫不定到几时呢？你若是基督，就明明地告诉我们，我已经告诉你们，你们不信，我奉我父之名所行的事，可以为我做见证。
Jesus trusted his disciples.Yet he didn't really trust anybody at all either, right?
说耶稣基督是信任他的门徒的，但是呢，他似乎又不信任他们中的任何一位。
So what I mean is, we don't trust people because we're naive.
我们不是说我们不信任一个人，表现的是我们的一个天真。
Right, but we know that everybody has potential for evil, so that's why we're suspicious, because everybody can make mistakes.
我们带有疑惑对每个人的话，是因为我们知道这样一个前提是每个人。都有这样的潜能去犯罪。
Here, I'll give you a personal story. I just thought of this. Do you know why every time I preach to you guys or share the word of God that I always talk about sin and about Jesus' grace?
我想跟大家解释一下为什么我每次跟大家分享的时候，我都会回到犯罪的这样一个题目。我们需要，因为我们是罪人，我们需要耶稣基督。
It's not because I don't think you guys are Christian, okay?
并不是因为说我怀疑说你们不是基督徒。
Because I know for a fact.That possibly there might be one or two of you that think you're Christian and you're not Christian because you're just acting.
Yeah. 那我之所以这样讲的话，是想利用这样的这个讲道来提醒你们，你们在座的可能有些人 觉得你们是基督徒，但是其实你不是真正的基督徒。
So there's a little suspicion.
所以我在非常诚实的跟你们讲说，从我的角度，我是有一点怀疑的。
But then we are also not just to be deeply suspicious, we also are called to be deeply trusting of others.
那我们不光说在特定的情况下可能有怀疑的部分，但是我们必须又全然的去相信大家。
Why? Because we know that we ultimately have someone that will not let us down.
为什么要这样呢？因为我们知道，我们最终是有人能盼望，我们不会让我们失望。
There also is hope that people can turn their lives around.
另外是有这样一个盼望，人们是可以回转。
Because we believe in a Savior that can change a person's heart.
因为我们相信这位拯救主可以改变人心。
I've seen that in my own life. I've seen it in many of the lives here, and people I've spent time with. I know people have seen me change for the better.
Yeah, 我不但自己在我自己的生命改变中经历，我也看到在其他别人生命中的建立的见证。
So what I'm saying here today is the Christian, we look at the world in a very holistic, big picture way.
所以我想提醒大家的是，我们作为一个基督徒，我们看这个世界要用一副全图画的这样的方式去看。
Okay.So, after saying that, what does that mean then for us today? How are we to live besides the way we look at things?
那跟从上综上所述的话，我们再来看一下，说我们作为基督徒怎么来过圣洁的生活。
Okay, and when you look at verse 17 of 1 Peter chapter 1.
如果我们来到了这个彼得前书的一章第十七节的话
，and if you read.The sentence it says, "If you call on him as Father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile."
所以一章十七节，你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
And what I'll say today is the way we are called to live is to be lived as holy exiles. What does that mean?
所以这里面我们可能会有点疑惑，说为什么主在说我们被呼召来做一个圣洁的寄居者呢
？And of course, you know, most of us here who have immigrated from other countries, we know this. We kind of understand this idea of being, some sense, a person in a different country.
如果我们在座当中很多可能也是属于移民我们理解说去到另外一个国家住在一个别的国家的情况。
Because the definition is.Someone that I'm probably messing this up, but someone that lives permanently in one country or land, and yet is another citizen of another land or country, right?
So this 移民者就是说一个去到另外一块土地或国家居住，但是他又不是不具备那边的，他又不是那边的本土人的。
Yeah, that's why Peter, why do you tell us when we tell us to be holy? Why do you use the word exile for us?
那这里面我们会猜疑说彼得告诉我们要过一个敬虔的生活，但是又提醒我们说我们实际上是过一种敬虔的流放生活。
Yeah, why does he use that word? It's really weird, right?
他为什么要用流放这样一个词呢？听起来很怪怪的。
Because if you're living in a country that is foreign to you, I think there's only really three ways you're kind of living as your status.
你想一下，如果你生活在一个其他的国度的话，可能有三种方式。你会选择来过你的生活。
You're either an immigrant, legal or illegal.
你不管是合法的还是不合法的，你就是那个国家的移民。
And you've left home and you want to try to somehow fit into the culture and you want to cut off your past history with the old country.
你离开你原来的文化，你试图在你新居地适应当地的文化，你甚至希望隔断与你过去文化的联系。
Sometimes, right? Some immigrants, that's what they want. They want to move away from the culture.
所以你经常会想到说怎么从你原来的文化中离开。
And this other group of people that travel to a foreign country that's really annoying for some of us is the tourists.
那第二类人呢，就是你到另外一个国家的话，你只作为旅行者、旅游者。
What do? They come to this country, they shop at the shopping malls, they go to the museums, but they don't really get to know the people. They don't try to get part of the community, the culture.
旅游者呢，他来到这个国家，他更关注的是买一些东西，去这个博物馆去做参观，他并不太关心这个国家的文化和这个国家的这个居民们。
And oftentimes, there's very little relationship. with the people.
他不太关注说怎么与当地人建立一些关系。
So that's kind of the second group.
啊，那第二类呢是这种旅游者。
But what Peter is trying to say here is that as exiles, we are citizens of a different country, a heavenly country.
啊，那彼得这里讲的第三种呢，就是被流放者、被放逐者呢，讲的就是我们这些天国的子民们被放逐到这个世界。
But that we're to live with our old values from our previous home.
啊，但是我们在生活在这个世界的
heavenly home.
啊，我们要仍然持有我们在天国里的价值观。
So we're supposed to live here, be a part of the community, but never lose our holiness.
所以我们应该是在我们当地的这个社区中做一个居民生存，但是我们不能放弃我们过去的价值。
And I always find this very comforting because I don't know if you guys remember the story, okay, you probably don't know, but some of you do. The story of when Israel or when Judah loses their country, they get taken and they are forced to assimilate into the conquered nations.
那这里面我们一起去回想一下旧约的故事，就是犹大国被掳，然后他们被流放到其他的地方。
These exiles were forced out of their home. They thought they were going to lose everything.
他们在流放的时候被强迫离开他们的家园，失去了所有的财产。
And in the midst of that, the prophet Jeremiah shares these words, Jeremiah chapter 29.
那在他们流放的这个过程中，先知耶利米就与他们分享这样的经句，是在耶利米书的29章的第四到第七节。
Is there a Jeremiah text?
Yeah.
You boy.
29章4到7节。
You
want me to read it?
Yeah, please. This one.
耶利米书的29章4到7节。信上说，万军之耶和华以色列的神对一切被掳去的，就是我使他们从耶路撒冷被掳到巴比伦的人如此说，你们要盖造房屋住在其中，更栽种田园吃其中所产的，娶妻生儿女，为你们的儿子娶妻，使你们的女儿嫁人，生儿养女，在那里生养众多，不致减少。我使你们被掳的那城，你们要为那城求平安，为那城祷告耶和华，因为那城得平安，你们也随着得平安。
So what Jeremiah is sharing is what God's telling them is what? Don't lose yourself, but don't be afraid to be part of the community.
所以你看，这个先知耶利米在这里提醒这个以色列人们说，不要这个害怕说失去你自己。当然，另一方面说也要注意到是成为你所居地的一部分。
So you live in this world.But you also actively engage it.
你生活在这个世界上，并且要积极的参与。
Living the customs of your faith in God.
同时要保守你对神的这个信心所表现出来的这种生活方式。
Okay, and so I'm going to take you guys to an old document. It's really long, so I can't read it all because time is short. But it's this really old writing they found, written by probably someone named Mathenus, or his name is Disciple, to a friend.And he writes about Christians living in that their time, what they look like. He was sharing with his friends about how Christians are living. And
接下来我一段非常长的引文，我可能没有法一一的读和解释。讲的是说基督徒他们生活的方式。
Can you just read the part that's in black? Is there a part in black?
Yeah, 这里讲到的是说是马提亚这个书信写给这个丢格纳托，也叫丢格纳托书。我只把这个 Helicon 说的这个其中黑体字的部分just translate, right?
You just translate it,
yeah.
yeah. You got to read it here, but this is a Chinese.
大家可以一起读我试图把中间黑体字的部分做一些。
Just do chapter 5, not chapter 6. Just
chapter
part of
it. Yes, chapter 5. Okay. 就其中他引用了第五章和第六章，我们只是看一下第五章黑体字的部分。也就是说，他们住在他们自己的国度里，但是呢，却简单的看起来像是旅居者。作为公民呢，他们和其他人分享所有的事情，但是呢，他们又仿佛是外国人来这个忍受所有的事情，每一个在外居的地对他们来说都像他们自己的土地，然后他们每一块他们出生的地又像是一个居住者的地方，他们结婚。就像其他所在地的其他人一样，他们生儿育女，但是呢，他们却并没有毁坏他们的后代。 啊，他们有一个共同的桌子，却没有一张共同的床。啊，他们是活在肉体里面，但是呢，他们在肉体之后，他们又不 don't live after the flesh。他们在肉体之外就不能生存。他们在地上度过他们的年岁，他们又却是天国的子民。他们遵循摩西的律法，但是呢，他们也被 ，and 在 same time 就是相同的时间呢，他们又超越他们所遵循的那些律法。
Okay, that's a lot. Okay, that's perfect. Yeah. All right. Next slide, real quick. Okay. So it's really long. Sorry. He did such a good job. So I'll break it down. So basically, what they're saying, what this guy is saying, his observation of Christians are, is that the Christians, the way they live a life is so different from how the way the world around them is doing it.
所以我总结一下的说，他这个马蒂亚在这里提醒我们说，我们基督徒过的这样的一种生活，似乎是跟属世的人有很大的区别的。
They live, they eat together, they have common table, but they don't share a common bed, which is acceptable at that time.
他们跟大家是一起来分享吃饭的桌子，但是他们却不睡在一张床上。
They have relationships with people, but they don't have sexual relationships promiscuously.
他们跟其他的人是有关系的，但是他们的关系又没达到是一种有这个肉体性的这样的关系。
Yeah. They would live honoring the law of the government, but yet they would live it even better.
他们生活在这样一种方式，他们会遵循律法，但是呢，他们又活出来的超越那个律法。
They were poor, they didn't have much, but they gave everything they had. They were generous to their people.
他们虽然穷，但是呢，他们愿意施，他们愿意使其他人得富足。
When people treated them poorly, they did not revenge. They responded with grace.
当别人非常不友善的对他们的时候，他们没采取报复的行为。
Yeah, this is what is really special. It's here. They had children like everybody else does, but they wouldn't kill their offspring.
他像其他的这个人一样，他们都养儿育女，他们不会去杀害他们的子女。
In those times, culturally, people they didn't want a certain child. If this child was imperfection, or if it's perhaps a girl, they would murder the child. They'll just get rid of the child because it's just this is the way their values were.
在我们这个文化里面，我们会注意到有这样的价值。有些女孩子她生了孩子以后，她自己不养，她要么送给别人，要么她自把孩子给杀害。
This is very different because the Christians would stand out because they wouldn't murder the kid.
Yeah. 因为这里面我们看到，在这样一个情景下的话，基督徒会站立起来，他们不会因为任何的理由去杀害婴儿。
The reason I share this with you guys is to show you the faith, the Christian faith isn't just like conservative. It's also very liberal in a way, right?
我跟大家分享这样的话，我是希望大家从这样一个角度去想，好像基督徒过着一种非常保守的生活，但是我想让你们想的话，基督徒过的是一种非常得释放、得解放的生活。
And as I read scripture, I always find it opens a lot of ideas and values. It increases the value of how people are supposed to be viewed.
所以这扩展我们去理解人和他的生活是如何被别人所这个看到的。
Okay. And so just coming back up to it. Sorry, I digressed a little bit.
我们再回到这个彼得前书的经文中来。
To be a stranger, an exile in this world as a Christian.To live a holy life is to revolve your values around your true home.
所以说，像一个寄居在这个地上的这个旅居者的基督徒的话，你是需要对你过去所持的天国的价值重新有很好的更新和思想。
And then I always find it interesting, but the question you have to ask then is, what is the motives for your holy life?What are your motives for a holy life?
所以我换一种方法来问大家的话，就是说，你过一个敬虔生活的，你的动机是什么？
What is the driving motivation for your heart to do so?
是什么驱使你？是什么样的动机驱使你？
Because in verse 13, at the latter, after speaking sober-minded, what it says, what Peter writes is, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
在彼得前书一章十三节的后部分。彼得是这样说：专心盼望耶稣基督呈现时所带来给你们的恩。
What he's saying here is that all we do, every motivation, everything we put our confidence in, is in the cross, in what God has done.
这里告诉我们说，我们真正想过敬虔生活的这个动机是应该靠着耶稣基督在十字架上所成就。
I think it's really interesting he says that way, Because what he's trying to say is, when it comes down to everything you do, you have to understand the importance of the cross and what Jesus Christ has done.
所以你要想这个在围绕你过今天生活中所做的一切的时候，想到你动机的时候，你必须要理解耶稣基督十字架的含义以及耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的。
To fully appreciate the desire to be holy begins with understanding the greatest gift that you've been given in Jesus Christ.
你要想真正了解过一个敬虔生活它的这个全面的意义的话， 你必须首先要理解说耶稣基督在十字架上成就的对你生命的意义。It's
realizing what God has done for you through Jesus, that he lived a very perfect life, but he died a very terrible death.
所以你需要知道是说耶稣基督所做的一切对你意味着什么。他本来有一个完美的生命，但是他为了你的缘故却死在十字架上，以一个非常悲惨的方式结束生命。And
he did that because he knows the reality, and what we see in the Bible says is that we cannot overcome the sin in our hearts and our lives by ourselves.
他做那样的事情是因为他看到这样一个现实，我们这个罪人是不能靠我们自己来征服罪的邪恶。And
so the only way we can experience that relationship with God, that desire for true holiness, begins with having our hearts transformed, our lives transformed by God, by the gospel.
所以我们想过一个真正敬虔生活的话，我们就要思考刚才我所提醒的，所以我们是靠通过信靠神来达到的。And
I have this quote, I wrote it down, I really like it, is that you will only be as holy, okay, you will only be as holy as how much you realize what your sin cost Jesus Christ.
我非常喜欢这句引言，也就是说你唯一能成为圣洁的一个方式就是你多大程度上知道说你的罪所在给耶稣基督带来的代价。It's
about being so honest about who you are and how much you have fallen away from God, how much you desperately are dark and broken and evil.
也就是换一句话说，说你必须非常真诚的来面对，说你自己到底内心破碎到什么情况，你到底内心的这个黑暗的情况是什么，黑暗的程度是如何。When
you start to really understand that, then you realize all that Jesus has taken upon himself, on his flesh, so that you could have his incredible love.
所以当你从那个角度去深入思考的时候，你才意识到说耶稣基督到底为你做了什么。And
as Jesus sits and he's praying to God before he is about to die, he prays these things, these words in John chapter 17.
那耶稣基督在十字架上向神最后祷告的时候，他在约翰福音的17章19节是这样祷告的。He
says, "For their sake, I consecrate myself, that they may also be sanctified in truth."
他说，我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。You
you understand what that says?
你理解他耶稣基督在这里所说的什么吗？
Jesus says, "I'm giving myself fully, every part of my life, my thoughts, my words, everything about me. I'm going to commit it all to saving these people, to make them holy."
耶稣基督这里在父向父神说的是说，我把我的一切都献上，我所说的，我所想的，我的一切，为了缘故，就是让这些需要因我的救恩得救的人能成圣。Please,
these words, think about it. The evil stuff that you won't tell me, you shouldn't tell me anyway, that you can't even tell anybody in this world, all that stuff that you've done that you know you're so wrong and you're so embarrassed by, all that stuff, he dies for that stuff. That's the cost.
Yeah, 当你思考这句话的时候，我希望提醒你，你不需要告诉我，你内心想一想你曾做过的错事，你所做过的非常不好的事情，你想到这些的时候，你才能真正了解说耶稣基督到底为我们付上的代价有多大。Let
that melt your heart, really. Let that melt your heart. If your heart is hard, saturate in that thought.
当你这样去做的时候，我知道不容易，就像是让你让你自己的心化掉一样。
You will only be as holy as how much you understand what your sin costs Jesus.
所以你只有在你全然的了解了你所犯的过犯，让耶稣基督付出多大代价的时候，你才开始成为圣洁。Okay,
this is off again, but that's only half the story.
我给大家讲一个故事。Because
as dark as your sin is, what happens after Jesus dies?
Sorry, I didn't get your point.
After Jesus dies, what happens?
我问的是说耶稣基督离世以后马上发生的是什么事情。
Three days later he resurrects.
三天后他复活。
There's life.
一个生命。
Because in your midst of your sins that is paid for, there's renewed life. There's redemption.
即使你犯了罪，但是你的罪已经因耶稣基督的死付了赎价，所以你可以被挽回，你 能这个蒙恩得救。
So not only do you realize your sin cost Jesus, you realize that even though you fail daily, you are loved deeply by God, that you can never be separated from His love because of His mercy and grace.
所以你意识到说，你所那些做的过犯就是耶稣基督代价的一部分。但即使这样的话，你要想到说，因着主的爱，你因着他的挽回祭，主的爱，你是有盼望。
So there's the darkness. You have to see the darkness.
所以一方面是对黑暗面，你需要看到。
But you also have to see the light.
当然，另一方面的光明面，你也需要看到。
And I think that's what holiness is. It's a pursuit daily of God, realizing your sin, and yet knowing that you have grace.
这就是我们来思考我们在生命中的这个圣洁。也就是说，你每天都要去实践。一方面想到你因你的过犯带来的黑暗的部分。另一方面，光明就是你的盼望，在主耶稣基督里。
So let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, I'm so thankful for your text today.
主啊，我们谢谢你借着今天的话语来提醒我们。
I thank you so much for the reminder this morning of how much I personally, but also those here, I'm sure, need your love and mercy and grace.
主啊，你真是谢谢你提醒我们，不光我自己和今天在座所有听到的，我们是如何的需要你的爱。你的怜悯和你的恩典。
I pray that everybody here would be really honest and assess and reflect on how much they've been saved by you, Lord, of their sin. How much it cost you.
主啊，我们真是希望在座的每一位能够非常诚实的来到你面前，用这样一个办法来评估他到底他们所以前所有的过犯是让你付上了什么样的代价。
But also at the same moment, let us remember, Lord, that you give us hope that we can live a life that reflects you.
那同时主啊，你也提醒我们，我们看到光明的一面是说，因着你的救恩，你给我们了一个新的生命，我们可以靠你而活。
So Lord, I ask that our lives after this share, this last three times I've shared about holiness would be a part of our greatest desire for this year.
主啊，我们希望我们在听完了关于圣洁的这个道以后，我们就有这样一个心愿，愿意过敬虔的生活。
Create in us a broken, contrite spirit.
让我们一起去来对付这个破碎与这个追求圣洁的这样一个相对照的情形。
And let us have postures of wanting to know you more and more every day of our lives.
让我们有一个姿态，是一直追求你，也知道你更多。
Lord, we thank you so much for today.
主啊，我们为今天而献上感谢。
We give you all the praise.
我们你值得所有的荣耀和赞美。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
So today is the day we partake in communion as a family.
今天我们作为一个神家里一个大家庭一起来领圣餐。
I want you guys to understand. I usually use this shortcut. I usually talk about communion a certain way.
我通常会有的时候用一个简短的版本来解释圣餐的含义。
I say the first part is we remember.We concentrate, we think honestly and assess kind of our lives right now.
一方面我们是真实的来 assess
our lives, what does it mean?
我们就是要来到神面前非常真实的来评价我们所过的生活。
So I would say concentrate. But the second one is commemorate.
那第一方面是属于关注思考，第二方面是把自己献上。
And when we commemorate, what we're saying is we remember and reflect on what Jesus has done.
第二方面是纪念。我们纪念耶稣基督为我们所做的。
But then it's not just sad and serious, but there's also a joy, right? Hope.
不仅仅是非常严肃的有一种悲哀，同时呢也是有欢乐。
So we celebrate. We remember and they give thanks to God for all that He has done.
因为我们庆祝，因为我们要把所有的荣耀和赞美都归给神。
And so today, what we're going to do is we're going to take communion together as a family.
我们今天要作为一个大神国的大家庭 来一起领受圣餐。
I invite those that are baptized believers to partake with us.
我们邀请那些只有已经受洗信主的弟兄姊妹来一起领圣餐。
And how it's going to work is we are going to have each element passed out, and we're going to take it all together at the end.
Yeah, 我们先把饼和杯分别的分给大家，然后我们等待一起来领用。
Okay. And so, what Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 is these words.
保罗在格林多前书的第十一章讲到这样。
He says, "For as often as you eat this bread, as you drink this cup." You proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Can go on.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26.
Yeah. 你们每逢吃着饼喝着杯是表明主的死只等到他再来。
So take some time to pray and reflect and we will start to give out the elements.
大家可以花一点时间来做一些默想和祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we are thankful again for this time to concentrate, to commemorate, to celebrate your communion, Father.
主啊，我们谢谢你，你给我们这样的时间，我们能安静在你的面前，一起来思考和领用你的圣餐。
I ask by your Spirit you would meet each person here where they're at as they spend this time.
主啊，我们求你的圣灵来到我们当中，与每一位在这相遇。
And would you bless this time of taking the supper together?
主啊，你保守我们领圣餐的时间。
We give you all the praise.
我们把所有的荣耀和赞美归给你。
In Jesus Christ's name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Paul writes these words about the Lord's Supper.
Then, 保罗写下了主最后的晚餐的这样一些话。
For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said these words, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受，就是主耶稣基督被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是要纪念。”
In the same way, also, Jesus took the cup after supper, and he said these words, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
Father God,
主啊，父神，我们感谢你。
We thank you for this time to remember all that you have done.
主啊，谢谢你给我们这样的时间，一起来纪念、思念你为我们所做的。
We thank you for the life you lived.
主啊，我们谢谢你所为我们显明了你过的生命。
The sanctified life that you lived.
一个称圣奉献的生命。
That you have given for us because you loved us.
因为你也把这个生命给我们，因为你爱我们。
We thank you for the great sacrifice you endured.
主啊，我们谢谢你为我们所做的一切的牺牲。
Through your death.
通过你的死。
And then we thank you for the hope that comes by your resurrection.
我们也希望，我们也感谢你为我们带来的复活的盼望。
Father, we pray.I pray that we may carry this remembrance of your communion today as we.
我们祷告，我们会纪念、记住啊，你与我们一起来所有的所参与的这个圣餐。
As we go forth.
让我们再往前行。
So, Lord, we thank you again.
主啊，我们再次的谢谢。
In Jesus Christ's name.
耶稣基督的名而祷告。
Amen.
Thanks to Pastor Helicon. 下面我们一起唱诗歌本188首，我每思念十字宝架作为我们的回应。我们将会唱一到三节，第一节和第三节。一起唱三一颂，请大家起立。
Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brothers and sisters throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.